Last week, Europe smashed temperature records for the month of May, sweltering summer heat before summer even began. Now that it is June, we can expect yet another warm summer driven by climate change, and it is almost certainly set to be boosted this year by a moderate to strong El Niño, according to the UN's weather agency.
An 80% probability that El Niño conditions will emerge in the period between June and August.
Every few years, El Niño is triggered by warming waters in the eastern Pacific, seen here off the coast of South America this year. First and foremost, it heats up the globe.
An El Niño event could intensify the threat on average. More heat-related illness, wider spread of vector-borne diseases, increased pressure on food and water systems.
In addition, El Niño typically makes some parts of the world wetter, including the southern US and Southeast Asia. Other areas will be drier, including India and southern British Columbia.
I think we'll probably see, unfortunately, a bad wildfire season, mostly in BC. The signal tends to weaken as you move into Alberta. And also into the north.
Professor Kent Moore says a strong El Niño summer combined with climate change could provide a glimpse into the summers of the near future. El Niño could also mean a milder upcoming winter in eastern Canada and potentially a less severe Atlantic hurricane season.